Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's too late.
No. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. Thank you for going there. Thank you for subscribing to my newsletter. Thank you for taking the poll question right there on the homepage. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're my customers, and I thank you all the time for being there and for hanging out with me and for spending time with me and meeting my Brain Trust members. And I hope that you are thanking your customers the way I do you. Just take a little lesson from that. Jim Ballard knows all about thank you. He's a great one to do that. Jim is the author of many books, including the co-author of the Well Done series, Well Done Parenting, Well Done, the first one, and then of course now Well Done Schools, which is out now, and also his own books, What's the Rush, and several others. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. Talk to us about the metaphysics of marketing.
Now, well, it's all based on the idea that you brought up before the break, Jim, which is that we're not our packages, is the way I like to say
mm-hmm.
So I think that people listening to us now, whether they're driving in their cars or, you know, sitting at home or in their office, wherever they are, when they got up this morning, they had a look in the mirror. You know, they want to look good, be presentable. But I want to say that when you look in the mirror and you think that's you, that's not. You're just looking at your package, and what's really you is the jewel in the package. Now, the package, our idea of package, goes beyond just the body. It also includes the personality and your behavior and the ego and the habits, the stuff that, you know, we tend to focus on in each other. But we got to focus deeper. I want to suggest that the jewel in the package is the soul. It's a part. Mm-hmm. It's a part of the divine. So I know that when I'm treated, when I feel myself treated like we're talking about this morning, somebody listens to me, somebody thinks my ideas are important, they think I'm capable and smart and have something to contribute, it's so rare and it's such a surprise that I just melt. It's like I say, hey, this is what it's about. Mm-hmm. And in other words, I feel recognized. Somebody saw through my package. Somebody saw through my disguise. And so we're all kind of like incognito. We're running around in a Halloween show here, Jim.
Well, and as having been in sales all my life, and a way, way, way back before I was even out of school, I agree with you. I completely agree with you because I think about all the people that I had waited on, that I called on, or they were my customers, or at least they began as my prospects. And the package, as you say, this physical presence was very intimidating or grumpy or unhappy or whatever it might have been. And had I allowed that to be what I thought about them, I would never have done business with them.
That's great.
And I finally, I was still in college, and I realized that I wasn't going to be able to be successful if I only did business with the people who I liked, people whose package, as you call it, was appealing to me. And the other thing is, as I found out, is that even the biggest, meanest, grumpiest guy, you know, grizzled old curmudgeon, has a path into that metaphysical side, as you were
exactly
saying.
Exactly right.
And
exactly
that right. And here's what else I learned, Jim. If you can get into that, if you can find a way to get into that, that person will be your customer for life.
That person will follow you anywhere.
That's right. Because you found the path to their spirit.
You know, we got to mm-hmm. see through people.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the question. What would happen if we were to begin to look beyond people's packages, like you're talking about, and including their personal behavior stuff, and that even noticing our reactions to it, but going right on and focus on the jewel. Because here's the point. We would be seeing them as they really are, right?
Mm-hmm.
We would be lining up with truth, with what Paramahansa Yogananda, my teacher, defines as exact correspondence with reality. I try to do this. I try to be conscious of seeing through people's packages with my friends and family and customers and associates. And I got to confess that I mostly forget to do it. Like everybody else, I've trained myself to look at and react to the surface stuff. And it's actually an addiction. We all have it. We have the addiction to seeing on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why everyone...
Well, because it's easy and it helps us to be presumptuous. And it fits our eye. And it also fits our preconceived notions. When somebody goes walking,
we're wrong. It's sort of like we're saying, okay, I got this person. I get this person. We're going by the surface. I know who this is, and we're wrong. What if we said, I don't know who this is. This person, I haven't discovered their jewel yet. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just dealing with my addiction, and this person is incognito. So I gotta do this, going back to the metaphysics of marketing, that's what we're talking about. Maybe we can't always remember that customers and associates and bosses and others around us are really jewels in disguise. But maybe we can act as if we remember. In other words, sort of fake it till we make it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a good start is to tell yourself, today I will see through someone's disguise, right?
I like that.
You pick a person, like a customer or a family.
Find somebody that just by looking at them, you're convinced you'll never like them, and find out how to like them. Quick break. Right back after these messages. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Jim Ballard. Tintail, stay with me.
Does everybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.